Just one clarification in the laws of Hag'alat Kelim. Of course, we're well aware Maran talks about the laws of Hag'alat and Siman Tafnun Aleph. And the basic law is that to use a keli for Pesach, a keli that was used during the course of the year for Hametz, so it has to be purged first. Hag'alah actually means to extract. We need to extract the Hametz out of the pot in order to allow us to use it for Pesach. The question is, what method of extraction is used? That would all depend on the way we use the keli. The famous rule of the Gemara is Kibol'o Kach Pulto, that the way the keli absorbed, that's the way the keli extracts. We're discussing today a technical point of understanding. The poskim say that if you have a keli that's used through fire, for example, without water, let's say in an oven, which is just through fire, so then the way you extract it is through fire, to burn it, through fire. A keli that's used through cooking, so you'd be able to boil it. That's the rule. But the rule that we came to clarify today is the principle that says that we judge a keli according to the majority of the way it's used, which is the rule called Rov Tashmisho. It means it's possible that sometimes a person would use a fork, let's say to put a piece of bread or a piece of hametz at the tip of it and stick it in the fire in order to toast it or, you know, to cook it. But the majority of times they use a fork, let's say, to mix in a pot of, liquid. So the law is Rov Tashmisho. It's the majority of times it's used with liquid. It would suffice to take that fork and make hag'alah, even though you used it for hametz through libun, through fire. So the question that's asked today is, well, how does that work then? If you know that you used it once in the fire, how would hag'alah get that out? How does rov work over here? Which means if you're certain that you used it once through fire, and hag'alah, you're telling me, doesn't get out things that we use through fire. So then how could we make a rule of it called Rov Tashmisho and therefore allow just to go with the Haga'alah? What happens to that Hametz that went in through fire? It's a question. The Ramat Mifano in his Teshuvot Siman Sadi Zayin says he was asked this question by the students. Uchvan nethabetu hachmei yeshivot shegadalti bahem על מה שנסתפק להם, אם כבולעו כך פולטו, יימשך מזה שפעם אחת בלבד שנשתמשנו בו בסכין על ידי האור, אין לו הפלטה אלא על ידי האור. ואיך יספיק להקשירו כפי רוב תשמישו? How is going to satisfy us to do רוב תשמישו שהוא ברותחין? וכן לכל כיוסף בזה. So he says this discussion was an old question in the yeshiva. Rabbi Mipano's talking. So he says, "V'ksatam hashvu shedavka im lo yadanu bebirur." So some wanted to say, "No, when we say rov tashmisho, it means he knows he uses it, let's say, for cooking, but he's misupak. He's not sure if he might have used it. So in the case of safek, that's what I just said, rov tashmisho, and don't worry about your doubt." That's one way the Hakamim and the Yeshiva thought to understand that principle. That it's talking about where you just, you know, misupak. You really don't, you don't know if you used it. So he says, ve'en adavarken. It's not true. Ela beferush amru de'af api shevvaday nishtamesh mi'ut. Day lanu bekshera kal. He says, he brings proofs from the Gemariot that it's clear that even if you know for sure you used it for the hamur, you can kosher it with the kal. So, again, we're back to the question, how does it work? So he writes, and his principle is also brought by the Pri Hadash as well. His principle is that really we're talking about over here where the keli is pagum, where the keli has been used after 24 hours, or hasn't been used, I should say, within 24 hours. So no matter what's in the pot, is pagum. From the Torah law, pagum is mutar. Hachamim came along and instituted, pagum, we have to worry about the flavor of pagum. So once it's a rabbinical issue of pagum, hem amru vehem amru. They told you when you have to be worried about pagum, and when you don't have to be worried about pagum. They said, in a keli that you're going to kosher, since anyway the keli is starting off pagum, so therefore we're going to say you can go after Rav Tashmishua, and even though there might still be pagum inside of it, we're not gozer on such a pegima, since the whole issue is medrabanan. Denoten tam nefgamu velo gazru bo ela beben yomo, and that's the way he wants to come out. So comes out according to this opinion over here. Vayotzei mazeh deinachin ameh im ishtamashtu bekli zeh bo bayom al yedei ha'ur, that if you used the keli bo bayom, meaning he used it within 24 hours, lo mo'idu ha'ga'la berotchim ela ba'edibun. So that's that would come out over here. And really that's the opinion of Maran, that the whole heter of Rav Tashmisho is kishe'enu ben yomo. Once it becomes ben yomo, you're going to have a different geder over here. So therefore, lahalacha, one can rely on Rav Tashmisho, but one must be certain that he doesn't kosher the keli only until he waits 24 hours. So that's why the 24-hour rule is a very important rule when it comes to koshering pots and dishes and cutlery and things like that, because it will allow us to rely on the principle of Rav Tashmisho.